If the reason that you don't ask for what you need is that you're afraid of rejection, you just have to remind yourself it's okay. It's okay for the other person to say no. It's not something to do with you personally. It's not a slight. It doesn't mean that you're not loved, that you're not cared for. It's just the other person saying no, and it's okay to say no. You're listening to Let's Get Uncomfortable, a podcast where we talk about things that make us a little uncomfortable so that we can grow as human beings. I'm your host, Jolie. I'm a certified life coach, astrology nerd, and I help women stop pretending that everything is fine so that they can reconnect with their intuition and start actually feeling good about their lives again. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 2 of Let's Get Uncomfortable. So I'm recording this for probably the 5th or 6th time. I have to be honest, recording the second episode of the podcast is way harder than recording the first. I want to thank everyone who listened to the first episode and gave me feedback and compliments. I appreciate it so much. The response has been amazing and way more than I could have hoped for. I've also put a lot of pressure on myself because of that for episode 2, and I keep recording this and just feeling like it's not good enough and deleting it. And yeah, so it's absolutely pouring rain. I'm sitting at my desk, which faces a window, listening to the rain pour down and trying to record an episode about asking for what you need. This idea for a topic came from a listener who messaged me to say that she has a really hard time asking for what she needs in relationships, and she wanted to know if I had any thoughts about how she could get better at it. And I have a ton of thoughts, it turns out, but they're long and rambly, and so I'm going to try and condense it into a nice 10-minute episode. But if this is something you struggle with and you want to talk more about it with me, sort of one-on-one, send me a message. You can message me on Instagram. It's at The Uncomfortable Podcast. And we can just chat in DMs. And if it's helpful, I can give you information about how to book a coaching call. But I would love to just have conversations with you if this is something you feel like you struggle with. I think the first major thing to acknowledge here is that identifying that you have trouble asking for what you need is huge. And so congratulations on coming to that realization and accepting that it's a problem, acknowledging that it's a problem and that it's something that you want to get better at. That's such a huge step. And I don't think we give ourselves enough credit for those types of things. So I want to acknowledge you for that to start with. My advice would be that we really need to examine the stories about why we're struggling to ask for what we need in relationships. I have some ideas, some thoughts about what some of these stories are, and maybe they'll spark something in you. Maybe even if you don't identify with one of these particularly, maybe it'll help you come to kind of the realization of what your own story is. And then once you identify the story, you need to then rewrite that. So I'll explain a little bit more about that process as we go through some of the stories that I've identified from my own life and from talking with clients. And I asked on Instagram as well to get some other people's thoughts. So when I asked on Instagram what stops you from asking for what you need, a lot of people responded with just the word fear. I totally understand this. And I think so many of us would say what stops me is fear, but the reason behind the fear is going to be different for people. So one fear might be the fear of rejection. If you ask for what you need, you're risking getting told no. And that can feel really scary. Firstly, just because rejection in and of itself is scary, it's something that as human beings, we're hardwired to avoid. Back in the days when we lived in small tribes, being rejected from your tribe was a matter of life and death. And so it was in the interest of your survival to get along with your tribe and to not make a fuss. And so there's just a survival skill that tells us to avoid rejection. But there's also just a fear of being told no, and then the story that we create about what that no means. So you might feel like if you ask for what you need and someone tells you no, then maybe they don't care about you, or maybe they're not as kind or as loving or as good of a person as you thought they were. And this often goes back to our own stories about how we feel about saying no, what we tell ourselves about saying no. So if you don't feel like it's okay for you to say no when someone asks you for help or for anything, then you're not going to understand how other people can say no. Because if it's not okay for you, like, why is it okay for them? So you really have to kind of get to terms with the idea, and this goes back to rewriting the story. So if the story is, it's not okay to say no when someone asks for help, then you can rewrite that as, it's okay for me to ask for what I want, and it's okay for the other person to say no. Or saying no is not a rejection, it's just the other person upholding their own boundaries and advocating for their needs. So I hope that kind of makes sense. If the reason that you don't ask for what you need is that you're afraid of rejection, you just have to remind yourself, it's okay. It's okay for the other person to say no. It's not something to do with you personally. It's not a slight. It doesn't mean that you're not loved, that you're not cared for. It's just the other person saying no, and it's okay to say no. It's okay to ask for what you need, and it's okay for the other person, or for you even, to say no. So another story might be that you don't feel like you deserve whatever it is you need. Maybe you feel like you're being unreasonable, or you don't want to be a bother, or maybe you feel like no one cares. If you, let's say you had a bad day and you need someone to talk to, you might be afraid to ask a friend, hey, do you have time for a cup of coffee? Because you might feel like you don't want to bother them. They have enough going on with their lives. You shouldn't trouble them with your stuff. You shouldn't be this emotional. You shouldn't be this upset. Those are, again, just stories. You absolutely deserve whatever you need. You deserve to have those needs met, and you're not being a bother. People like to help other people, and people who love you and care about you, they want to help you. They want your needs to be met, but they're not mind readers. And so they need you to ask for it. There might also be a story in your head that you feel like it's selfish to ask for what you need. Maybe what you need is a spa weekend away. And you might feel like, oh, that's really selfish. I shouldn't ask for that. But again, you don't get to judge your needs. Like, you need what you need. And we all need different things at different times in our lives. And we just need to remove this story that it's selfish to have needs, because it's not. Another big story is that you shouldn't need help, or that it's weak to need help. You might feel like you have to do everything yourself. Like, I should be able to manage this. I shouldn't have to ask for help. You know, if I was a better person, I wouldn't be struggling. And this is just perfectionism at its worst. Feeling like you have to do it all, feeling like asking for help is a weakness. Again, this is just a story we need to rewrite. It's not weak to ask for help. And you have to remember, if you're telling yourself this story, then like, that's the story you're projecting out into the world, and the story that you're teaching people around you. So if you have kids and your kids never see you ask for help, even though they probably can see you struggling, they'll start to believe that they shouldn't ask for help. That what it means to be a good person is to just struggle along and always do things yourself and never reach out and ask for help. We need to lead by example. We need to teach the people around us that it's okay to ask for help. And the way we do that is by asking for help ourselves. So just rewrite this story. You don't have to do everything yourself. You are enough exactly as you are. And if you are struggling, then that's okay. And you can ask for help. Another story that sometimes people come up with is they feel like they shouldn't have to ask for help. They feel like everyone around them should just kind of see that they need help and volunteer it. Like, it's the asking that they have an issue with. I think these are people who are often very good at helping others and putting others first. And then they get resentful that other people around them don't seem to return that. But we have to remember that everyone has different strengths and weaknesses, and one strength is not better than a different strength. So if your strength is being able to intuitively see what other people need and to help them, that's not a better strength than someone who is really good at showing affection, at like doing maybe romantic surprises or showing affection in some way. But you have to remember, that person who might be really good at talking about feelings and showing affection, they might not be as good at seeing that you need help. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a character flaw in them. You just have to remember that you have your strengths and weaknesses, and it's great that you're able to see how other people need help, but not everyone has that strength. And so you do have to ask. And it's not because people don't love you or care about you. It's just because they don't see it. So just rewriting the stories is not going to make the uncomfortable feeling go away. It's not going to make the fear go away. You need to feel your feelings. You need to say, like, okay, I'm uncomfortable, I'm afraid, I can feel this fear of rejection coming up, I can feel this feeling that I'm being a bother coming up, I can feel this feeling of I shouldn't disturb the peace, I should just get on with things myself. Feel those feelings, acknowledge those stories, and then remember that they're just stories, that they're not actually true. The truth is that you deserve to have your needs met. The truth is that it is better for everyone when you ask for what you need. People want to help you. People want to give you what you need, but they can only do it if you ask. It will be better for all of your relationships, whether that's with romantic partners or friendships or coworkers. It is better for all of your relationships when you ask for what you need, when you trust in the other person, when you understand that if they say no, that's not something personal, when you can just manage your stuff, you manage your needs and asking for what you want, and you trust that the other person will manage their needs and that they will help you if they can and are willing and able to. And if they are not, that's nothing to do with you personally. It's just better for everyone when everyone asks for what they need. And you need to believe that it is not a weakness to need help. It's not a character flaw if you need help. It's not a bad thing to need people. It's not a bad thing to not be able to do everything yourself. It's totally normal and natural and part of the human experience to have needs, and you deserve to get them met. So I hope that helps you ask for what you need. I would encourage you. I know it's scary. I know that for some of us, there's nothing more vulnerable than sitting across from a person we love and saying, I need X, Y, and Z. There's nothing more vulnerable and scary for some of us than admitting we're not superhuman, admitting that we can't do it all, admitting that we have needs and weaknesses and vulnerabilities. But it is so much better when you ask for what you need, and the feeling when that person can meet your needs, it just strengthens all of your relationships. So good luck asking for what you need. Let me know how it goes. And like I said, if this is something you're struggling with, please reach out to me on Instagram at The Uncomfortable Podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Now it's over to you. Let's keep this conversation going. I would love to hear your stories and your thoughts, whether you agree or disagree with me. You can share them over on Instagram. If you do, be sure to tag me at The Uncomfortable Podcast, which helps me see your post, and use the hashtag The Uncomfortable Podcast so that other listeners can find your post as well. Or if you have questions or a topic you would like discussed on a future episode, or thoughts or advice you want to share with listeners, you can also send in a voice message. You'll find the link to do so in the show notes of this episode wherever you're listening, and it's also linked up in my bio on Instagram at The Uncomfortable Podcast. Lastly, if you've enjoyed this episode, please share this podcast with your friends and leave a star rating and review. It really helps this podcast get found by new people, and it lets me know that you like what I'm doing, which is always appreciated. I'll be back next week with a new episode. In the meantime, let's all go out there and get a little uncomfortable.